question.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
You got my back.
I got your back.
You got my back.
I got your back.
You got my back.
I got your back.
Everybody's got their back. Get up and let's feel it.
Tennessee. 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 Tennessee.
And it's time. Welcome in to another edition of the Tennessee Tailgate right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 101.5, and as always, the live stream and the app powered by Hops and Hollers. Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you guys. We were off last week. South Carolina game. We let our guy Keith Hatfield in the warm-up handle all the pregame duties. Noon game, so didn't feel any need. Kind of slacked off, kind of like the season's been going. We mailed it in. Didn't feel a big need to come in here. Try to rush through 45-minute show, but we're back this week. I don't know if anybody feels any better. It's painful. Here in East Tennessee, that's one way to describe it. Apathetic fan base, people. A very apathetic fan base. Everybody's out. There's a small minority. Our friends like, Roger, he's still in. He's still in on Butch Jones. He thinks there's a shot today, but there's a small minority out there. It kind of feels like they got a chance, but you're no fool. You were born at night, possibly, some of you, but not last night. It's tough around here. So tough. Just imagine how tough it is for me today. That's why it's going to be a lot of help from all the tailgaters listening to Tennessee Tailgate. We're in here for you today. We're in here to discuss coaching search, obviously. That's going to happen. And, we'll talk the rest of the meaningful games around college football. We'll go through our spread picks, as we always do, in the money time against the spread. Me and my guy Nathan Odom did really bad 2 weeks ago, excuse me, really bad that Georgia weekend. Hopefully we can serve you better today. Sorry about that. Tennessee been doing really bad, and I don't have much show prep today. Like, just think about how tough it is for me to come in here trying to entertain all of the listeners, trying to entertain you guys when there's nothing to entertain you with. Like, you've seen this pile of crap. Like, you've seen this, and it's going to be so tough to watch today. So tough. I just don't know what we're going to do. We'll get through it together, as we always do. We do a good job of that. We lean on one another here at Fox Sports Knoxville. You guys do a great job of propping us up. And, we'll have some laughs. We'll do some serious stuff, like I said, when we get to actually talking about the future. I mean, there are positives from the game. You're one step closer to the end of the Butch Jones era. I mean, there's no way the guy is retained after the year. A lot of reports coming out that he's going to be retained at least until Kentucky. I don't know. It's at this point, I actually do feel sorry for the guy. I know that we talked about it a lot on the drive. That now you do feel a little bit sorry for Butch. Administration sends him out here, take this butt kick, and I guess you don't want to send your interim out there to have to do that, whether it's a guy like the battle captain or if it's Brady Hoke, whoever it might be over there on that staff when it's time. I guess you don't want to do that, but I don't understand that point of view, that perspective, because You knew Tennessee's going to lose this game regardless. You've seen what Alabama, their body of work this season. So, that's apples to oranges. But, yeah, not a lot to be excited about today. But you can still go over to Fox Sports Knoxville on Twitter and the Tennessee Tailgate page on Facebook. Look for that if you aren't already following us. We got a score thread up. Close score wins. At least you win something today. Team's not going to win anything. At least you win something. But, yeah, go give us your score. Closest score will win a growler and one free fill from Hops and Hollers, 937 North Central Street, a Tennessee bar doing Tennessee things. Go over there. Try to win something today. Get back to the glory days. Win something in your life. Tennessee ain't going to win for you today. We got special people in house back today. Esteban's back. He will be on the board. He will greet you as you call in, 865-546-8200. That is the number to give us your thoughts. And what do you want to talk about? I'm open for anything. Like, seriously, anything anybody wants to talk about, it's fair game. We can talk anything. Because there's not much to talk about when it comes to this game. It's going to be a lot of work to get through these 2.5 hours. I mean, I think you guys feel for me. I feel for everybody as when we watch as fans this game this afternoon. It's going to be really painful. We'll have a question of the day on Twitter coming up. Also, like I said, we'll do our money time picks. Nathan Odom, he's back. He might shed some positivity on this game today. Most time, Nathan's pretty positive. So he can he'll give us some measured responses. Maybe we can process and actually talk about some pros and cons. And I guess, I mean, if you guys want me to preview the game, we'll do it. I don't know what there really is to preview. I mean, what can we do, fellas? How you guys doing today?
You know, been better. Like you said, it's hard to get back in the excited groove. It's always good to be on the airwaves. It's always good to be on a football Saturday. But I don't know if it's good to be on a Tennessee football Saturday because you got Alabama on the road and you're trying to get rid of a coach who can't beat anybody, definitely not going to beat Alabama. So for me, you know, I like to get hype on football Saturdays. But today it just feels like Butch Jones has been the energy vampire for me on the energy bus. And to me, it sucks. It sucks. I don't want to be like this on Alabama Saturday. I want to give legitimate reasons that Tennessee is going to give Alabama a fight to the end and beat Alabama and be a top team in the country. I don't want to sit here and say, well, Tennessee might be able to cover a 37-point spread. That's not what I want to feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. I've always said, you know, being of the millennial generation, I've always liked the Alabama rivalry, though, third Saturday in October. It was always big to me over the Florida game, but, I mean, now, obviously, not so great to watch in recent years because of the dominance of the Crimson Tide. But last year, I mean, you went in last year and you thought you actually had a chance because, you know, you had a really good team with, you know, Alvin Kamara, Josh Dobbs, Jalen Hurts still checked in at that time. Juwan Jennings not hurt. You know, you had guys that could go out there and compete. And you just don't have that. I mean, what we're looking at and what we talked about all week with a spread at, was it 37 points you guys said it is now? So it's up to 37. Biggest spread in the history of the rivalry, maybe the biggest spread that Tennessee's ever had as an underdog. You look at that and you just look at what Alabama has on their side of the ball. I mean, whether it's offense with Jalen Hurts, Damian Harris, Bo Scarborough. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, their defense could outscore Tennessee's offense today. That's the sad part. I don't know if there's been a game where it's just been so uninteresting to watch. I mean, it started last week But this game, seriously, because you just know it's going to get ugly. There's going to be some injuries. I heard a rumor that Alabama has, if they get 10 sacks or something like that, then they don't have to wear pads the first 2 days of practice next week or something like that. So, I mean, some guys are going to get beat up. It's going to be painful. That's the question that I'm going to put out there. I mean, is this going to be very painful? Painful to watch, or you just don't care? I mean, I'm not sure. I think most people just don't care about this today, but for me, it's just going to be very painful.
Roll down tide.
Yeah, they're going to roll all over the Vols in Tuscaloosa. But outside Tennessee, there's some pretty good matchups across the board. We'll update you with scores. I'm sitting here, I got my – that's why I was a little late to the studio today. I was watching this Florida State-Louisville game going on in Tallahassee. Florida State trying to get some revenge after that shellacking they got put on them in Louisville last season where Cardinals put up 60-plus. So
what's painful is you went there to watch it.
I did go there to watch it. I drove to Nashville, got on a group, like a bus, and, like, you know, we all went. And it was fun until the beatdown commenced. And I think that's how people are going to feel that drove to Tuscaloosa today. How many fans, how many Tennessee faithful actually probably going to be there? What do you guys think?
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be represented in Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Not many. I mean, you've got family who are going to show up, of course, and some students who are going to make the trip because they're seniors and want to make it one time, I guess. I would say maybe 15,000.
Yeah.
That's maybe as high as I would go.
Hey, there's actually a couple people in the score thread that actually believe on the Facebook page over at Tennessee Tailgate that actually believe Tennessee can win today. I don't know what they're on. Yeah, I'm telling you, Esteban, they actually believe it. I know you're looking at me all crazy, but they believe it.
Did you see the Craigslist thread? Somebody had posted on Craigslist 2 tickets.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
The big upset.
Oh, wow.
When the boys do it. Butch, he has his back against the wall. The boys are going to do it today. Nah, they're not at all. 865-546-8200. That's the number. Get on with us. When we come back, going to hear from Tim Tebow. Did you guys hear Tebow this morning? That was interesting. Also, we got to talk about how everyone feels about the way Tennessee continues to get mocked from the national media. ESPN is just having a field day with the Vols lately. It's actually getting to the point they're bullying. They're being much of a bully. And we gotta talk about that. Listen to Tennessee Tailgate right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us. Welcome back to Tennessee Tailgate, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. AM 1340, FM 101.5. And as always, on the WKGN app powered by Hops and Hollers. Man, Tennessee, Alabama. Third Saturday in October. Vols heading to Tuscaloosa. All right, let's go ahead and let's play that sound from Tim Tebow earlier today on SEC Nation, their game day show.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I was giving Tennessee a pep talk, which would be kind of hard for me to do since I'm a Gator, it would go something like this. Listen, over the last 4 years, Tennessee, you've signed 58 4 or 5 stars, okay? Over the last 4 years, you've had titles like Team 121, Brick by Brick, Leadership Reps, and my favorite is Champions of Life. Okay, hold on for a second. Put down the 4 and 5 stars. Put down the titles. Put down the slogans, because they don't work, all right? You know what works? It's called heart. It's called courage. By the way, today, don't let the past define you. Don't let slogans define you. You step up and let one thing define you. That's your effort. That's how much you care. Because in this game, Alabama's better than you. By the way, from top to bottom, they're better than you. They have more execution than you. They have better coaching than you. But let me tell you one thing that you better, that they better not be better at you then. And that's called heart. It's called courage. It's called how much you care. Everybody wants to talk about discipline and hard work and all these things. I don't believe in them. Because when you care about something, that's what makes you get up and work. That's what makes you have discipline. So in this game, don't flinch. Don't be scared of Alabama. Don't be scared of T-Town. Don't be scared of their titles. You walk into that stadium and you play with your brothers. You fight. And guess what? That's going to be enough. Because right now, I believe in being humble and understanding where your blessings come from. But in this game, it's about time you have some pride. You take some pride in the T, because Peerless Price ain't coming back. Peyton Manning ain't coming back. T. Martin ain't coming back. You need to have someone step up and have leadership and get the job done.
Say it.
It's about time you had pride in Tennessee. Let's go.
Wow.
Peerless Price ain't coming back. Peerless Price ain't coming through that door. Peyton Manning, he ain't coming back. What did Tebow say? I don't believe in effort. What did he say?
Yeah, discipline? He said I don't believe in like discipline.
I don't believe in
hard work, effort.
And hard work and effort. Isn't that like what people always talk about when they talk about Tim Tebow? Get out of here, Tim.
Yeah, I think that quote was a bit much there.
Get out of here, Timmy. What are you talking about?
Isn't it going to take discipline to be a Christian?
Just
saying.
I guess he's not talking about football. Esteban with a Tebow shot right there.
We're not talking about practice.
Dude, what a big bleeping what. Like, what the hell was that? I don't believe in effort discipline. I give it to him. He was passionate about it. The one thing that, you know, that bothered me the most about that, it wasn't even the fact of, you know, his rah-rah speech trying to get the troops in line. What the hell, Tim Tebow? It was the, it was how ESPN, you know, cut to the anchors and the personalities, and they're sitting there dancing on set and like beating their chest. I mean, everything is a big joke. Tennessee is a joke right now. It is all a joke. It is a joke. Oh my God. What are they doing? Like, give me a break, people. Give me a break. 865-546-8200. 865-546-8200. Oh, man. If you want to talk about Tim Tebow and his speech, was that up there? Is that just as good as his Ole Miss speech after they lost to Ole Miss?
Just as good.
Was it right there?
I don't even – do you consider the Ole Miss one a speech? It was more like a –
what was it then?
I mean, I guess it was. It was more like a statement to me, because he just came out and said, you know, no one will work harder than us. No one will be better than us. We'll not lose. And then he just kind of walked off. But if you consider that a speech, okay, I won't be picking on that. Considering that a speech, yeah, that was a little bit better today. I think that's going to have a lot more fruition.
I think it was a speech because he said, to the fans and everybody in Gator Nation.
Okay, we'll count it as a speech.
I'm sorry. I'm extremely sorry. We were hoping for an undefeated season. Yeah, you remember it.
Okay, yeah, there's more. Okay, there's more to it then.
Like, Tim Tebow, your public speaking skills, you're pretty good up there. That was pretty hot garbage, though.
I liked his message to the players, to Tennessee players, like playing with heart and effort. Don't let anything distract you, and you know, don't get the leadership threats and whatnot.
You have to have discipline in this game.
Okay. He, in the heat of the moment, he had a bad little slip up there. I like the speech. I think it's good for like a emotional comfort, moral victory type. Get this to the players and let them go play hard today. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't change much other than Tennessee fans are cheering for the players. We already know that they're trying to work their butts off, even though they may not be working their butts off for the current coach.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone line. So we got Esteban.
Lou from Clarksville.
Let's take his call. Lou, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
The tailgate.
How are y'all today?
We're making it, man, as great as we can be. I mean, Tennessee's coming in as a 37-point underdog to the Crimson Tide. It's horrible. What are we doing?
Why is Butch Jones still employed? Can somebody please explain this to me?
If I had the answers, be a much happier mood around East Tennessee, around the program, around Knoxville, around this station right now. I wish I had the answers for that one.
I understand we can lose some recruits and yada, 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 but I think you get rid of him, those guys are going to play for something. You know, they're going to get motivated if you get rid of him. We saw it with LSU last year.
Yeah, there's something to that, Lou. What do you think about the groomers, man? Are you all aboard the groomer train?
I'm sick and tired of the groomers. He's not coming to Tennessee.
Ooh.
No. Ooh. Come on now.
Not for the
Unless
groomers.
It's not going to happen.
I'm with you. I'll believe it when I see it. I did get sucked into one last night. Yeah, I got sucked into one last night.
The groomers are like dudes getting catfished online. She's really not there.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good analogy there.
Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you.
The most recent one that I heard last night that I saw on a message board was that John Gruden and I guess his wife, they call her Cookie, were actively shopping for a house here in East Tennessee.
Right, like how last Saturday they were having lunch in Knoxville because their son attends school, and all of a sudden it blew up.
Yeah.
They need to leave that man alone.
Leave him alone, huh, you say? Anything positive about the game today to look at, Lewis, or are you feeling like most fans today?
I'm trying to find the positive. You know, I want to see what John Kelly does against that Alabama defense. I'm really looking forward to that because he's a hell of a talent, hell of a back.
I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's not going to do anything.
I just want to see what he's going to do against them.
I think he's going to be a little bit hindered by an offensive line that has not impressed this season, really.
Absolutely correct. And you know, that's the only thing I'm really looking forward to, see if he can do something, you know, take the workload upon himself.
All right, so I put you in the office of the athletic director. Is Butch Jones out come Sunday morning?
Yes. Because
that's one yes. That's the first yes of the day.
Yeah, you can't let it go on. It's like watching a child get abused. You got to stop it. You got to end it.
Anything else, Lewis, before we let you go?
Oh, that's about it, guys. You know.
Give me a score prediction.
I wasn't impressed with that Tebow speech either. So,
give me your score.
52-7, Alabama. We're going to score a touchdown in garbage time.
There it is.
Roll down tide.
Thanks for the call, Lewis. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200 if you want to get on with us. Give us your score. Like I said, not many people. I saw a couple predictions in the thread. Tim on Facebook says, this will be the one that saves Butch's job. It'll be the most Tennessee thing. Tennessee 28, Alabama 25.
I'm not dinging on that one.
No, it's just stupid.
No.
That's stupid. Also, Heather on Facebook, I don't see why nobody believes in the boys. They actually got a shot today. Tennessee 35. This is amazing. Alabama 21. She's calling a 14-point victory. Yeah. She's calling a 14-point victory. What the hell is wrong with people?
You don't believe, Chance?
Do you believe, Nathan?
No.
I mean, give me something. You're my you know, light of positivity here in the studio most days. Tell me something that I can look forward to in this football game. Anything? Watching the reserves? I don't know. What is it?
I am interested.
Are you interested in what Garantano is going to do?
I'm interested. I will not say anything positive.
Okay.
I will not expect positive things. I am interested in Tennessee's pass defense. I'm interested to see how Shaq Wiggins, Rashawn Golden plays against Jalen Hurts, who has been a good passer, but in an offense that dominates you on the ground, you're not looking to stop the pass game. So while I don't think it's going to, you know, affect the game in any positive ways for Tennessee, I'm interested to watch it.
You know what they got to do first?
Yeah, and that's why it's not going to happen.
They got to tackle first.
Right.
Tackling fuel.
Yep.
They got to tackle.
Go to the gas station.
They
got to
tackle
up
and stop the run, which is why what I'm interested in is not going to be able to be viewed very often.
No, it's going to be very ugly. I mean, it was ugly last season with a much better team, and man, this is going to be bad. I'm kind of interested. I'm interested, like you said. Not much positive. I'm interested to see how Garantano is going to react with this Alabama rush. I mean, they're going to be ears pinned back and in his face the entire game. I expect a couple interceptions, probably a couple fumbles. But, you know, if he doesn't turn the ball over, I think that's something that you can look forward to with the next coaching staff and next year for Jared Garantano. Hopefully you get a guy like Chip Kelly, you know, John Gruden, the groomers. They're getting hot. Maybe it's close. Maybe it's not.
I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Exactly. Maybe he's your coach. Maybe there's something to look forward to with Garantano. If he can, you know, just handle the ball and manage this game. Highly unlikely. We'll see. Take a quick break. 865-546-8200. List the Tennessee Tailgate right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back.
Welcome into some score updates back here on the Tennessee Tailgate. Let's get right into it. In the ACC, bit of a surprise here. Boston College, 24-0 over Bronk and Mendenhall and 5-1 Virginia. Pittsburgh beating Duke right now in the second quarter, 7-3. Temple and Army tied at 14. And in the Big 12, how about this one? Iowa State 24, Texas Tech 6. Back to the ACC real fast for a tied score of 14-14. Louisville and Florida State at the half. Purdue and Rutgers at 7-3. Iowa 7, Northwestern 0 in the Big 10. Oklahoma State and Texas just went to halftime. How about this? 7-7. Chance and Esteban. Oklahoma State and Texas tied at the half. In the SEC, the only team in action right now, Missouri, putting it on Idaho, 44-14. Wisconsin, the last team left Power 5 plan, beating Maryland 21-3 in the second quarter, right about halftime, guys.
Look at that. Close scores out there. At least there's something to watch. Florida State, Louisville, man.
I'm sure everybody's tuned into that Missouri-Idaho game.
Loving that one. Michigan at Penn State tonight. Happy Valley, whiteout. It's a big one for James Franklin. It's a big game for Vol fans too. I think that a lot of people are, you know, starting to actually put James Franklin's name in that pot too. What do you guys think about him? I think Franklin is a guy that, you know, you show him the money and you at least kick the tires on him and try to see if, you know, he'll leave Penn State. I know he's a Pennsylvania guy, born and raised, but he would lock down the East. He's coached in SEC already. Took Vandy to 9 wins. The things he could do at Tennessee.
I like James Franklin as a coach. I think he's a really good coach. I also don't think there's a chance in the world that he's coming to Tennessee from Penn State. Now that he's got Penn State, the number two team in the country, I think he's going to take it to Michigan tonight. All he's got to do is compete with Urban Meyer, you know, who he beat last season, so he's recruiting how he wants up there, recruiting like a madman right now. I don't think he has any interest in coming to the SEC and competing with Nick Saban.
Money talks, though, and his buyout is I know we talked about it this past week. It's not too steep.
I think he's a good fit at Penn State. I think he knows he's a good fit at Penn State. I just don't see any chance he's showing any interest in Tennessee.
Nathan there just crapping all over my...
Yeah, you call me positive guy, and here I am, you know, crapping on James Franklin's chances.
All over my James Franklin dreams here.
He's also a Pennsylvania boy.
No, that's why I said I know he's born and raised there, but, hey, man, money talks, and the right amount of money, who knows, you know, it's a bigger, you're in a bigger spotlight here. Tennessee can pay him, you know, more than Penn State can. But you're right, there's something to be said about the ease of where he's at. He doesn't have to face off with Saban. Tennessee has that traditional matchup and their, you know, rivalry that they got
to
get rid of.
I mean, to be fair to that, James Franklin plays, you know, Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer every year. So,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair to the other side of what I think.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's still not going up against Saban every single – and if you do go to the championship game, having to play him twice. So that's where I'm saying it's, you know, it's slightly tougher if he were to come here. But, you know, fair point there, too. Fair point there, too. We're talking Tim Tebow, effort, discipline. He says you don't need that, Butch Jones. Enough with the sayings. The guys just got to go out there and get it done. Tim Tebow trying to inspire the troops this morning on game day. But let's touch on the way Tennessee's being mocked. Does that make you mad, Nathan? I don't normally get triggered like that, like a lot of fans do. But when I was watching that and watching those anchors dance around and beating their chest when he was giving his rah-rah speech, I'm kind of over it now.
You know what really sucks?
That's John Curry. Is he not seeing
for
that?
For me, I hope he's seen it. You know what sucks for me is – I've been until this season. I've kind of on Butch Jones.
All right, so you're still over there on campus. What is the mood from the students?
I mean, there's Fire Butch Jones in the campus dorm windows. It's pretty much everybody's Fire Butch Jones. Overwhelmingly so.
So that's the talk of the town, pretty much.
Right.
I know that I've seen the signs. You know, you've seen them at game day. They've been. I saw a high school like. At a high school game on Twitter where
– A high school volleyball, yeah, in the state championship.
They were all chanting Fire Butch Jones. There was a sign in Tallahassee I saw on Twitter this morning. The Fire Butch Jones movement is strong. John Curry's got to see that, right? Like, they have to. The powers that be have to be seeing these things, right? It's right in front of their face.
What's worse, this whole movement – or other fan bases in their T-shirts to say "Keep Butch Jones." What's worse?
Ooh,
I mean that's a punch right in the face.
Probably the fact that you have other fan bases.
Yeah, that's definitely worse.
Yeah,
worse for me.
Coming to your stadium with Fire Butch Jones T-shirts.
This is extra salt in the wound for me because with Dooley, it was supposed to be low of the low and the laughing stock of the country and laughing stock of the SEC. And the one thing I always gave Butch Jones credit for up until basically now is that he pulled the program out of that state. And it felt like, you know, Tennessee, even if they weren't winning SEC East championships, Tennessee at least had better respect in some regards than the Derrick Dooley Tennessee teams by the end. And now it seems like we've gone right back down that gutter because you've got, like you said, people wearing Keep Butch Jones shirts, opposing fans who want your coach to stay. I mean, it doesn't get any more insulting than that in my mind. And at some point, you know, if your fans are upset with the coach, they're going to say fire your coach, you know, fire Butch Jones and all that. But when other teams are actively, you know, basically making fun of you and saying, hey, keep your coach, you know, we like your coach a lot because we can beat the crap out of him when he's there, it's the ultimate insult. And for me, it's almost lower than the Dooley era. I really think we're getting to that point.
I think this is definitely worse than Dooley era. It didn't seem as bad. You know, everybody – you know, made jokes about, you know, Dooley and, you know, him on the sideline whenever he hurt himself. And, you know, some of the wacky stuff he said. But for the most part, wasn't this amount of vitriol, I feel like. Like, people genuinely hate Butch Jones. They disliked Derrick Dooley and didn't respect him. But people genuinely hate Butch Jones.
Derrick Dooley at least offered some defense or not even defense, just like what's the word I'm looking for? Just like some genuine emotion or some genuine personality. So at least he was likable in some personable sense. Whereas Butch Jones, now that the losing started and the losing keeps going and it's piling on there, that Butch Jones just kind of doesn't change his ways and is just cliche, slogan, all that. Never honest apology, never saying, hey, that's on me. Hey, we did this wrong. I'll correct it. It's just that he keeps, you know, wanting to die on that hill. And so it's hard to like the guy now because, you know, he recruits well and the players like him. But when he puts on that public show that the fans don't like and he's not willing to change that while his team's losing, he doesn't have the winning going for him and he doesn't have the publicity going for him. And it's just piling on.
Yeah, and apparently the deal that's supposed to be with, you know, those things that he said is that he's talking to recruits and that people have tried to, you know, get him to change the way that he speaks to the media. But this is one of those things that it's, you know, you can't get a guy to change. He's a damn SEC football coach. His amount of expertise that he should already have in his resume, and he just doesn't have it. He'll be successful at a lot of places. It'll just never be Tennessee. And when he leaves, when he's let go, when it's the mutual parting of ways, however it's going to be framed, maybe he resigns, you'll be able to give him his due then. Can't do that while he's still at the helm. It's time for a change. One more break for hour number one, 865-546-8200. We're just getting started, people. 865-546-8200. You listen to Tennessee Tailgate right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
Got me hot.
Welcome back to the tailgate right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340. Head on over to Hops. It's game day. They got the Preds on right now. Preds taking on the New York Rangers, down one, heading into period two. Also, all day college football will be happening at Hops. Get on over there. Tell them that we sent you Wood Oven Eats. They'll be on hand serving food.
Love Wood Oven Eats.
$1 off all Tennessee beers during the game. Everybody's going to join there, going to try to enjoy the Tennessee-Alabama game. Hey, go get a craft beer, get you some pizza, play some bocce, maybe some ping pong, cornhole in the upper beer garden with your friends and family. Make it a day. It's not going to be too entertaining to watch, but go to Hops and Hollers and have yourself a good time. 937 North Central Street. And tell them that the tailgate sent you. All right, let's get back to the topic at hand. Esteban pulled up something that I'd never seen before, an image from the visiting locker room of Alabama, the fail room. Anybody ever heard of that?
Not me.
How intimidating is that? You're already playing Alabama. Alabama, that's just doing too much. That's in the category of doing too much.
So there's a plaque sitting right next to the locker room that says the Fell Room, named in honor of James M. Fell. At Mr. Fell's request, his generous donation to the Crimson Tide Foundation made possible this naming right to the visitors' locker room at Bryant-Denny Stadium, 2008. So the Fell Room.
So is it spelled?
F-A-I-L.
Okay. Okay. Huh. And that was his name too, huh?
What a coincidence.
Huh.
That would be a pretty terrible last name.
Yeah.
To live life with.
I feel like his name was probably James Fell with a double L, and they just changed it to the Fell Room.
Hey, fellas, let me let you in on a little secret. He donated his name to a locker room. He didn't fail at life. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Man, give yourself.
He succeeded.
Give yourself the bad game show sound. Give it to yourself.
Come on down.
Give yourself the bad game show sound. That was a bad joke.
It was not.
That was a horrible joke. That was pretty bad, Esteban. Just like today's going to be. I mean, like I said, I don't have a lot to tell you guys about this game. You know what's going to happen. Tennessee comes in 37-point underdog. That's going to be one of the games we'll pick in our Money Time segment coming up in the second hour. Last 30 minutes of the show will be commercial-free as we stay with you up until kickoff. We'll go around the room, give you our score predictions, try to probably make you laugh. That's about all. This is going to be bloody. This is what nightmares
are made
of.
Do they double the spread?
Do they double the spread? Could they do that?
Tis the question. Could
double
the spread?
Oh, that's a good question.
I wonder what the NCAA record in a single game for points scored is.
252.
It's possible.
Look at Stat Wizard over here.
It was...
We had that planned out.
It was because it was a Cumberland Gap that lost in that game.
Yeah, that's what... What's that? 12. 212,
not
252.
Oh, 212, not 252.
Oh, see, this people throw stats all the time. Half the time, they're just making them up. Thanks. Shout out to Big John Reed in the studio prepping for the voluntary reaction later this afternoon. I don't know what he's really going to prep for. It's going to be a bloodbath, people. This is going to be tough. This is going to be really tough to watch.
Tennessee has a 2% chance to win this football game.
A 2% chance 2% to win this?
2% chance.
I'd probably bet my mortgage that... That 2% chance is actually a 0% chance. Like, come on. 2% chance. And Nick Saban, what he was trolling the fan base and everybody around here this week. Butch Jones doing a good job there. Isn't that what he said?
John wasn't right either. It was 222.
222. All you guys are lying to me.
222 to nothing.
John was closer, though, in the law of averages. He was closer.
Oh, no.
He was
more, just trying to check the stats.
He was shorter standard deviation away. Nick Saban, is that a fireable offense enough?
If he lost to Tennessee?
If Nick Saban loses to Tennessee, should he be fired? All right. I guess we got time now. 865-546-8200. That's the number. Let's take a call from the Bear. You're on the tailgate.
Good afternoon, champs.
Good afternoon,
hey.
Bear.
Hey, Bear.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Chance, we're going to get beat 80 to nothing.
80 to nothing? So
he might beat us by 150 points.
150? They don't have
150.
Any. 150. They don't have any necks, so it's possible. They don't have any necks. It's very possible. Can Alabama double the spread? That's the new question. That's what we're asking ourselves.
Oh, hell yeah. If that maniac dwarf down there wants to with his bad die job,
if they score 80 points, I will never watch another Tennessee football game.
I'll quit.
No, at least until Butch Jones leaves.
I'll tell you
right
now, if Nick Saban loses to Butch Jones, not only should they fire him,
yeah,
they should scourge him, strip him down to a loincloth, and beat him and throw rocks at him the whole way out.
They should tar and feather him in the public square.
We're talking about the same guy that lost Louisiana Monroe home to.
Yeah, that was what, like 9 years ago before his program got up and running? The only way Nick Saban loses to Butch Jones is somebody dosed him with a massive amount of LSD.
That'd be kind of funny, though. I'd like to see that.
I would like to see if Alabama could beat Butch Jones while that was happening.
How many different shades
still
of Butch?
Honest to God, those kids can go out there.
It's another good question. Put that on the poll. Can Alabama beat the Tennessee football team on LSD? We should put that on the poll, somebody, for me.
Make sure Doc Ellis threw a no-no.
Doc Ellis did throw a no-no, reported to have been on LSD in the process. That is true.
All right. On the more important things, I know what's going to happen in Tuscaloosa today. Chance. Do my boys have a chance in Houston tonight?
Who's on
brown
the mound?
Mound the brown mound on the mound.
I think I told you. What did I call all week? What have I been saying all week?
You said Verlander was going to shut us down in game six.
Called it.
And did I not call it Severino? He pitched really good, but when he goes, he goes.
Oh, yeah. It's over. I called it. I said you'll be looking to game seven, and it'll be CeCe on the mound. And is he going to be starting tonight?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Unless the entire Yankees organization is tripping on LSD as well.
Yep. CeCe Sabathia is your game seven starter. He's always done pretty well in the big moments, Bear. See, that's what I'm telling people. We'll talk anything today. Right now, this is a Tennessee game football game day preview show.
Well, I know, Chance, but hell, I mean, what the hell do I have to look forward to? We're getting ready to get our asses kicked.
Bear.
For guys like me and Dan, it's all we're – and you know my luck. I'm going to watch Nick Saban pound our eyes shut, and then the damn Astros are going to beat me by 10 tonight. All right, I'm going back to the corner and curl and cry.
Keep your head up, Bear. Keep your head up. Yeah, that's going to be big. Game 7, I will be watching that later on tonight. Round mound on the pitching mound, CeCe Sabathia. We can talk baseball if y'all want to on the Tennessee tailgate. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. Like Bear said, about to go get your eyes beat in shut, taken behind the woodshed, kicked in the teeth a little bit, kick you in the groin. You know how that feels. You got your cup on, but it ain't going to matter today. It's going to be painful. List of Tennessee Tailgate, hour number two, coming up next.